That's 461-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network. Listen in Orange Park at 91.7. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues each and every day. And if you've not noticed, you perhaps have not been paying attention. We have some major serious issues facing America and around the world. More dominant today in America because we've not been expecting it in general. And that is the Islamic uprising that is taking place. We're talking about today crisis in America. Crisis in America. Even the news media that's showing some of the footage and some of the reels of what is taking place on our college campuses, they're not giving the information behind those reels correctly. In fact, several, I rolled the dial this morning, round the dial several times. Most of the media is not even covering these lawless things that are taking place on our university and college campuses in America. I'm concerned, ladies and gentlemen, we see these things taking place. I'm concerned when we see it proliferating across our nation. I believe the last number was either 43 or 45 cities across our nation on college campuses and university campuses, bridges and freeways and expressways and major highways where they're being blockaded by the Islamic jihadists. And as Alan Dershowitz called it, I'm reading the headline, Alan Dershowitz warns the useful idiots now protesting are being groomed for terrorism. I'll read more in that article a little later in the broadcast. But may I say to you, that's the issue today. Crisis in America. What do you see? What do you know? How do you feel? If you want me to put it in clear, understandable English, what side are you on? Where do you stand? Are you for these colleges and universities allowing the invasion of the campuses, chanting death to America, burning the U.S. flag, and saying death to Islam, I mean death to the Jewish people, that is? Where do you stand on that? Love to hear from you today. After a brief monologue, we invite you to call in. The telephone is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, let me remind you, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word has the final say-so. God's Word tells us in advance what's taking place. Listen, as we see these events happening today, do not be surprised. God's Word has already warned us in advance of where this whole world's going and what the situation will be. And Matthew 24 and 25, Luke 21, Mark 13, we find in each of those chapters God's Word giving us extensive understanding of what the future holds for this whole world. But may I say to you, as we look at the Scripture and understand what God's Word says in Proverbs 4:19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not what they stumble on. Ladies and gentlemen, let me read that again. Proverbs 4:19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. I believe that describes much of what we see happening today. As Alan Dershowitz calls them, they're the useful idiots. They are falling in line with the Islamic jihadist, Hamas, Hezbollah mindset and motivation. If you watch some of these crowds going into the schools and the universities, they have prepared, professionally made signage. Those students that make those signs, they're made and then distributed for the students to use. And ladies and gentlemen, let me simply say this in advance of where we're going today. The January the 6th riot in the Capitol, we still have hundreds and hundreds of men and women in prison, in jail. It's never been tried. They've never had a speedy trial. They considered that to be an insurrection. They, the government, the DOJ, the FBI, et cetera, et cetera, the thugs with badges, as I call them. They call it an insurrection. We're having an insurrection today, and they're not even referring to it as riots. At the J6, we understand now that over 200 FBI agents led the so-called insurrection, opening the doors, encouraging citizens to go into the Capitol, and yet they call it an insurrection, blaming the citizens, no speedy trial. Yet we have today a real insurrection taking place in America, promulgated by the Islamic jihadists against the Jewish students, with the scream, death to Israel, death to America, burning American flags. And yet, it seems, as one reporter said, the college university presidents are asleep. But let me remind you, as we look at these issues today, of which I consider very, very serious, issues that must be dealt with, and we must recognize what is taking place, ladies and gentlemen, and understand what the scripture says. We need to recognize that we are witnessing the crisis in America, perhaps as we've not seen in your lifetime and mine. It is a crisis that I believe will continue to boil over until it engulfs all of the world. Back in 2013, I believe it was, I had the privilege of publishing a book entitled, I'm holding it in my hand, The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. The Coming Global Islamic Invasion, published by Conservative University Press, our university's press that published it. I had the privilege of writing it, have pictures throughout where it is showing what was taking place, even in 2013. Looking at one of the pictures in the book on page 19, Islam will dominate the world. Islam will dominate the world. Ladies and gentlemen, that goal by Muhammad has never ceased. It's gone dormant in some nations until there could be enough Islamic jihadists ready to rise up and take control. We're witnessing the rising up to take control with the global invasion of the Islamics. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But it's George Orwell, ladies and gentlemen, that made the statement that I've used so often, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that taking place today. And truth matters more than perhaps you'd ever realize. And you can't take a half-truth and bifurcate it and call it a whole truth. 55% of the Americans that are 18 to 35-year-old age group, according to the latest survey, says each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not true. A half-truth is a whole lie. You can't bifurcate truth. It's either truth or it's a lie. It's either truth or it's not the truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live it, defend it, even to death. And may I challenge you each and every day, as we do on this broadcast, to do that very thing. And as we see the days growing more frightening, the days seeming to be engulfing normal, moral, ethical society, when we witness and watch the undermining of the foundations of our great nation, Psalms 11:3 comes to mind. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We need to recognize that we're living in an era of lawlessness. By the way, when you study Matthew chapter 24, verses 5, I believe it's verses about 9, 10, 11. It's right page, right column in my Bible. When you study that, you find that the last days, God's word tells us, it will be a time of lawlessness. Lawlessness. Joe Biden is not in any manner looking to uphold the law. The DOJ not looking to, in any fashion, carry out anything other than lawfare, to try to prosecute, persecute, and destroy Donald J. Trump. That's the whole focus of all of the thugs with badges organizations under the leadership of Joe Biden today. It's dangerous. And this whole world is getting more and more dangerous. I don't say that to frighten you. Don't say that to be negative. I say that to face the facts, to understand where we're going, and to recognize that we cannot put confidence in man. Psalms 146, verse 2 tells us, man cannot help, it's God. And I encourage you each and every day on this broadcast that we need to pray and ask God to intervene, to give us a person in the position of leadership that can assist in, as Donald Trump calls it, cleaning the sewer. The sewer needs cleaning in America today more than ever in the history of our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner, like Honda and Echo brands. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about professional power backup equipment. The Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier, 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find the flagpole, at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But ladies and gentlemen, there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service and representatives and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff and family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordains to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Crisis in America. Crisis in America. I'm going to have a brief monologue. Then we'll introduce our special guest that we'll be talking with today about crisis in America. More specifically, we'll be talking about the crisis at our college and university level. We'll be talking about the potential of what this will do in spreading. In fact, one writer says, if we allow this to continue to persecute and to prosecute Jewish students, Jewish families, it will boil over to the total prosecution and persecution of Christians in America. This is why I'm so concerned. I'm concerned that it's not just with the Jewish culture that now is in the crosshairs of the enemy. The Christians eventually will be openly persecuted, just as we're watching the open persecution in the United States of America of Jewish people today. Ladies and gentlemen, our nation is in crisis. It's evident that the aura, as I call it, of lawlessness pervades our entire land. Ladies and gentlemen, today across America, between 43 and 45 cities, blue cities most of them, for the most part, are facing what I call very serious anarchy, with the college and the university campuses being the showplace for the uprising. It appears that the university presidents, the leadership, are inept at what is really happening. Or, as one writer said, they know what is happening. They're part of the promulgation of that. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, universities like Columbia University, for 50-plus years, I contend about 60 years, they have been teaching insurrection. They've been teaching there ought to be a standing up against America and against the Constitutional Republic. They've been teaching through their 97% to 99% university presidents and university professors that are absolute Marxists. They've been teaching exactly what we see taking place and happening today. Yet somehow, some way, there's a mindset that the universities ought to be afraid, frightened, in wonderment as to what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, it's part and parcel of what they've been teaching. Now, as my mother used to call it, the chickens have come home to roost. We need to recognize the danger of what is taking place. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to read the headlines, a couple of articles, and then introduce our guest today. Headline, Columbia University, terrorists broke windows and have taken over Hamilton Hall. They're using picnic tables to barricade themselves inside. Unconfirmed reports that the members of the faculty and staff are being held hostage in the takeover. Ladies and gentlemen, what would you do? Now, listen very carefully. If this were any other place, any other land, if any other place other than on the liberal university campuses, somehow, some way, there would be the mindset, we need to send in the National Guard. Police officers ought to go in and quell the uprising. There ought to be someone arrested and charged with what is taking place. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's not happening. Out of two or three days ago, they arrested, I think it was 150 students at Columbia University. They booked them, released them, expunged the record. No fines, no incarceration, no record of anything taking place. Now, that is total lawlessness that is taking place. We need to recognize it for what it is, call it for what it is, and understand that. Here's a headline. It ought to frighten anybody that's listening today. Mob chants death to America, and they burn Old Glory, the U.S. flag. A violent mob of anti-Semitics chanted death to America and burned the American flag Monday in New York City. No one was arrested. Meanwhile, protesters blocked the traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and the Kennedy Expressway outside of Chicago O'Hare International Airport. It's unclear how stopping people from boarding a JetBlue air flight is going to help the people of Gaza. And for that matter, if the anti-Semitic hate America is so much, why don't they just protest in some other third world country rather than America? End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the question. That's the scenario. That's where we are. And I'm delighted today that we have with us a person that I place a great deal of confidence and trust in, his thoughts, his opinion, his position, and his leadership in the situations that we're talking about today, what we should do. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest today on Let's Face the Issues, Congressman Mike Hill. Mike is the former District 1 Florida House of Representatives member. Welcome to our show today, Congressman. Congressman Hill, we're delighted that you've taken time out of your busy schedule to join us. Looking forward to what God is going to say in and through your insights and wisdom on this subject today. Thank you for joining us.
Dr. Youngblood, thank you for having me. I was listening to your monologue, and it's utter insanity what we are seeing happening in America right now. With the protests on the campuses, and as you just said, the blocking of bridges and main travel arteries and airports, it is utter insanity that is being, this is what I believe, encouraged by the Biden administration.
Oh, absolutely. I don't have any question about that. In fact, part of the thoughts that I have on for today's show, my question is, and perhaps it's on the heels of your statement, would be a wise position to take as to go into that. Why, in your opinion, is the Biden administration silent? Any other uprising? Listen, let me set the stage, Congressman Hill, and then let you respond to it. If this were demonstrators holed up in any college and university standing against murder by way of abortion, if this were any other demonstrators that are Christians waving the Christian flag and holding the Bible and praying, they would enter those buildings and summarily arrest everyone. The president would be at the podium talking about the dangers that the Christian nationalists are to America today. What's your position? What are your thoughts? Why do you think the Biden administration is silent? He's not said one thing publicly about this uprising.
Well, you're absolutely right, Dr. Youngblood, that if these were Christians who were protesting, even if they weren't being violent, if they were just standing silently outside of an abortion facility, they would be arrested. And I mean forcibly arrested, to where if they had to use guns to complete the arrest, they would. You know, it reminds me, and I'm sure you remember this too, Dr. Youngblood, back in the 60s when there were the protests on the college campuses, and at that time they were protesting the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War.
That's right.
And you could tell, even back then, there was some legitimacy to those protests, because one, the young men did not want to be drafted to go over there and fight. And then the women who were protesting also, they were having brothers and fathers who were being drafted, going over there and placed into that meat grinder that was called Vietnam. And those were put down violently. In fact, there was a National Guard shooting at Kent State. And what they were protesting was, hey, stop the war. So now what they are trying to do is not say stop the fighting in Gaza. That may have been the pretext. What they are doing now is saying death to America, death to Israel. They are protesting hate, their own hatred. They're being violent about it. And nothing is happening to them for the most part. You see a few instances here and there where police are kind of standing in the way and blocking them and so forth, but not where they are being forcibly arrested. Some are, but not to the scale that is needed to put down this nonsense. And as you stated earlier, these are coordinated protests. You could tell by, as you said, the signs that were professionally made. And not only that, they have the flag, the Palestinian flag is popping up everywhere. It's not like they had those flags in their in their dorm rooms in the closet and they pulled them out. Those are being shipped to them. Just like those who are camping out in their tents. They're all the same color tents. They're being shipped to them. This is a coordinated attack. Biden administration is going along with it. Why? Because just like the Saul Alinsky playbook rulebook says, and how the communist rulebook says, is first you create chaos, and then you quell down that chaos and step in and say, okay, we're the ones who are going to restore law and order and normalcy, and that's how communists take over. And that is exactly what they're trying to do in the United States today. People think it's far-fetched saying that that there are communists who want to take over this country, but it's not. That is real, that they indeed do want to take over the United States. They hate capitalism. They instead want to take the earned wealth of people who are hardworking and give it to those who are too lazy to do it for themselves.
Congressman Hill, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Congressman Mike Hill, former representative of District 1 of the Florida House. Congressman Hill, I'm looking at a headline, Wake Up, America. Our universities are raising domestic terrorists. Look at another headline, Muslims chant death to America in Michigan. Another headline, Jewish students fear for the safety as anti-Semitic protests sweep universities from Columbia to Yale. And it's across the nation. But, Congressman, that's bad enough. It's very, very irksome, if I can use that term, to even think about that taking place in our colleges and universities. But recently, right on the U.S. House of Representatives floor, the Democrats, all that were present on the floor, waving Islamic jihadist Palestinian flags. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, unbelievable, Dr. Youngblood. Here they are. They're waving the Palestinian flags. A week or two ago, they were waving the Ukrainian flag. But these same Democrats will not stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag. Utterly unbelievable. And just like when we saw during COVID, what was going on in the government-run schools, K through 12, and how pitiful it is, and we're seeing the results of that, our many parents are pulling their children out of these government schools. Now we're seeing at the college level what is going on at these government schools, at the private ones and also at the public ones. They all get their money from the government. So we're seeing from these government-run schools what is going on at the postgraduate level. And it's going to be a wake-up call, I think, for a lot of Americans, not to simply send your children off to the state college or university or the long-standing university in your state. Instead, they're probably going to be looking at private Christian colleges or colleges like Hillsdale and other Liberty College, other private Christian colleges which have not been infected by this anti-Semitic, anti-America virus.
It is. You put it correctly. I like that term, anti-American virus. That's what we see spreading. Unless that virus is taken out, unless that virus is excised, just like taking or removing a cancer from the body, unless that cancer is removed, it's going to spread and destroy our nation. Congressman, hold your thought for just a moment. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Congressman, I'm going to tell you, you're right on point. And I'm so afraid, well, not afraid, I'm so happy that I'm living in this time, because we are being judged by the Almighty God. We are being judged for killing those babies and letting this, I call him a puppet, into this country, run this country. And I think they give them like $1,500 a month. I'm on Social Security. I don't get that much. But they're using, it's not the government money, it's our money that they're using.
That's right.
To do this. And if they, we don't turn around, we are doomed.
Absolutely. We Kenneth, you're spot on with that. Congressman Hill, do you have a brief response to that?
Yes, he's absolutely right. You know, the illegals who are coming in, invading, and this is a controlled invasion of our nation by these illegals who are coming in. They are being paid $1,500 a month. In addition to that, they receive free health care. They enroll their children in school, and it's free. They receive more benefits than most Americans do, including our veterans who fought for this country. Utterly amazing what we see going on. And it shows you this is what happens when Democrats are in charge, either by hook or crook. You see in California, they vote themselves in, these lunatics, and you see the trouble that California is in. And then we see a regime that's been installed in Washington, D.C. of Democrats. And it's an utter disaster. Wherever Democrats are, it's a disaster. And we must remember that as Christians, when it comes to voting in November 4th, do not vote for a Democrat anywhere on the ticket.
Absolutely. I second that motion, Congressman. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day. Congressman Hill, I'm looking at another headline. Jewish students fear for safety as anti-Semitic protests sweep universities from Columbia to Yale. And he goes on to talk about what is taking place and what is happening on the Columbia campus in particular. The Columbia campus has been teaching terrorism, the resistance, et cetera, for some 50 to 60 years, coming out of the Frankfurt School in Germany. And the professors, I understand in my research, about 97 to 99% are all Marxists that are teaching. So now they're, how would you say, getting a sample of what they've been teaching for about 50 to 60 years. How should parents respond? Should these Jewish parents withdraw their students? Should the students remain there trying to live through and survive it? Should the, in fact, Congressman, U.S. Legislator Waller, W-A-L-L-E-R, I believe his name, he's just introduced a bill that would stop funding these universities that are not doing something to stop the anti-Semitic mindset and riots. I don't know how far, how much traction he'll get. Supposedly, he has enough to pass it with representatives on both sides of the aisle. So I'm praying that'll take place. But Congressman, hold your thoughts for a moment. We'll come back as we continue to talk about crisis in America. What's happening on our university campuses? How should we respond? What should Christians do in response to it? That's the major thing I want us to get to. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological.